Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hey, this is Jim Brunzel, Program Director of AGLIF, and this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio, and I'm playing whatever I want to play. The 30th annual Austin Gay and Lesbian International Film Festival starts Thursday, September 7th, and runs through Sunday, September 10th, at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. You can find out more information at aglif.org on film schedule, dates, premieres, parties, and events. So the first song for my KUTX is one that I grew up with in high school that a lot of my friends and I would go and check them out. And ironically, they are from Austin, Texas. And whenever they would start out of a show, they would always kind of shout, "Hi, we're the Impossibles from Austin, Texas." Saw them quite a few times in the Twin Cities and actually saw them open for Not a Surf in St. Cloud when my buddy was going to school at St. Cloud, so that was quite a double bill. But yeah, the first song for my KUTX this hour is The Impossibles' 8 Ball from 1997. From The Impossibles there with 8 Ball from their 1997 album Anthology. Coming up next, my second song for my KUTX is from kind of another punk band from Cincinnati, Ohio called Mixtapes. And this is essentially my KUTX, which is like an hour-long mixtape. So I thought this was appropriate. This was a band that I saw kind of... Yeah, unintentionally, but I ended up seeing them about 4 or 5 times before they went on hiatus in 2014. So they were always kind of a solid pop punk band that always enjoyed and had a lot of energy on stage. So from the 2012 album, Even on the Worst Nights, this is Mixtapes with Hey Ma, Part 2. Whoa. All right. Hopefully you guys are awake now. So that was BC Boys' Time for a Living from the 1992 or their third album, Check Your Head. And that song's actually a cover of Sly and Family Stone, believe it or not. Not word for word, but the inspiration for Time for a Living came from Sly and the Family Stone in 1972. And before that was Mixtapes with Hey Ma, Part 2 from the album Even on Your Worst Nights. Next up is Desparacidos, the band that Connor Oberst also moonlights in from time to time, and their first album was Read Music, Speak Spanish from 2002, and then they took a 13-year hiatus and then made 2015's Payola. But this was a song that wasn't even featured on the first album, Read Music, Speak Spanish. This was part of their international version. And given that, you know, it's early September, I thought this was very appropriate for the song. And this is Desparacidos, What's New for Fall.
Okay, the ideal boyfriend. Dark hair, blue eyes. I go for blonde.
nothing. Oh, I trust you. And no one can cause it.
He doesn't necessarily have to drive like a brand new cool car. Not a hunk of junk either. Somewhere in the middle.
He's got to have a job. He's got to have a future.
Right.
Bye.
So that was Desparacito's What's New for Fall. I always love the ending with the girls talking about what type of their guy they're looking for. So, and that's, still a great song to get revved up to. So What's New for Fall by Desparacito's. If you're just tuning in, this is Jim Brunzell, program director of the Austin Gay and Lesbian International Film Festival, or AGLIF. And you're listening to my KUTX. I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin, and hope you're enjoying the music that I've picked for this hour. And you can see the playlist at kutx.org. Yeah, kind of out of the gate here, they've been all kind of high-energy songs here on my KUTX, but I'm going to slow it down a little bit here now. Also, another band that I admired a lot in the 90s in high school and even in college was Morphine, this really great trio from Cambridge, Massachusetts, and they put out so many terrific albums before the untimely death of their lead singer, Mark Sandman, who died on stage in Italy in 1999. And this was, all three of their albums were just so terrific. And, you know, it was a lot of passing music around and almost kind of like how people will do with like Grateful Dead's and tape live albums and pass them around to other people to hear different sets. That's what Morphine was to me. And just like hearing different sounds each time you heard them live or on a recorded disc or a tape or something. And they're one of the best bands in the 90s, in my opinion. So also from their third album, Yes, from 1995, this is Whisper by Morphine.
see you as you see me walk on past. When there's nothing more I'd like to do than come in close and hear you laugh. Though we haven't even spoken, there's still a sense of rapport. So whisper me your number, I'll call you up at home. Yeah, whisper me your number, I'll call you up at home. Whisper me your number, I'll call you up at home. Whisper me.
From their third album, Yes, that was Whisper by Morphine. And something I should have mentioned too was Jerome and Dana, the still surviving members of Morphine, still do tour with Vapors of Morphine, which I've never seen live, but I've heard it's a pretty terrific show as well. But yeah, just a great, great voice there by Mark Sandman and that terrific saxophone. If you're just tuning in, my name is Jim Brunzel, and this is my KUTX. I'm the program director for the Austin Gay and Lesbian International Film Festival, which is coming up here Thursday, September 7th through Sunday, September 10th. And this is our 30th year at AGLIF, so we'll be at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar for a lot of our film screenings and events. And this is actually a good segue into the next song, because I wanted to pick a song from 1987 when AGLIF was founded and started at the Dolby Theater here, not too far from KUTX Studios. And going through a bunch of number one or top songs in 1987 and just looking at the lists of all the different bands, it was a lot of hair metal bands, it was a lot of videos of bands that I hadn't seen since my childhood, and just having a conversation the other day with someone and asking them who they knew this artist was, and they said that they'd never heard of them, which just about made my head explode. But this is a band that my sister and I would always dance in front of the TV when the videos came on, and that's kind of how I discovered them, was through MTV. And yeah, I think that they're a really terrific band from the late 70s and 80s. And, you know, they had this album called Kick in 1987. It was their sixth album. And this album produced like four top 10 singles, which seems unheard of nowadays. But they had New Sensation, Devil Inside, Never Tear Us Apart. But I'm going to play the other one that was a hit single for In Excess, an Australian band. And again, this was from 1987, and this is Need You Tonight. I'm not sleeping.
makes me sweat. I'm lonely.
Need You Tonight from In Excess 1987 and their album Kick. So hopefully folks who had never heard of In Excess have now just heard their first taste. Going from In Excess, I wanted to play something by this Canadian band called Stars that I first heard of again in kind of the mid-2000s, and I found out about them through their record label Arts and Crafts. As it had a band that I love a lot, Broken Social Scene. And the great thing about Broken Social Scene is they're kind of a collective, and they have members that play in all these other bands, but then they come together and record for Broken Social Scene. So from the third album of Stars, Set Yourself on Fire, this is What Am I Trying to Say?
You look so good in the clothes of a poser. And when you smiled, all the kids fell apart here. I know a place where it's warm and it's dry, dear. Let me take you there. North of the river, all the streets are the same. We can't pretend that they don't know our name. And the heat is turned all the way to full. So don't pretend that you don't feel the pull. I am trying to say what I want to say. They said it wouldn't last. But then I knew you, I knew you, I knew you, I really knew you. We fell apart in the parties of the empty heart. We danced the junkie in the shadows of bad modern art. We clicked our heels and we wished we were home. One more tab and your silk hits the chrome. I am trying to say what I want to say without having to say. Spring comes in and I'm rolling up another one. I draw the curtains in the glare of the same old sun. We are collapsed in the act of just being here. Three blues, two greens and a beer. We are collapsed in the act of just being here. Three blues, two greens and a beer. I am trying to say what I want to say without having to say. I love you.
So that was what I am trying to say by Stars off third album, Set Yourself on Fire, from 2005. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Jim Brunzell, program director of AGLIF, or the Austin Gay and Lesbian International Film Festival, and you're listening to My KUTX. So I'm hoping that you're digging the songs that I'm playing and DJing here for an hour. And if you miss any of the show or want to see the playlist, head to KUTX.org and look for My KUTX. So up next, kind of another dance band that I discovered in college and then post-college, was this duo that was on Kindercore Records called I Am the World Trade Center. And this band, of course, came under a bunch of controversy due to the nature of the name of their band. And ironically, their first album was called Out of the Loop. And one of the songs is called September, and it just happens to be the 11th track on that album. So they came under a lot of scrutiny and a lot of protests, and for a while, they just went under the name I Am the World, dot, dot, dot. This was always a song that kind of stuck with me, too, and just kind of a fun song to kind of dance to as well. So again, this is from the third album, The Cover Up. This is Future Sightings by I Am the World Trade Center. So that was Future Sightings by I Am the World Trade Center from 2004. Up next, for my money, probably the best hip-hop album in my lifetime that I've heard. And, you know, again, growing up in the Twin Cities, and a lot of us in my crew would listen to BC Boys, and I think that's how we kind of discovered A Tribe Called Quest as well. So, and this was always, I thought, just kind of a fun song. The wordplay in this song is great, yeah, I just kind of rediscovered it not too long ago, and always just really enjoyed listening to Q-Tip kind of flow through this song. So from their second album, The Low End Theory, this is Tribe Called Quest with What?
Babylon, they're looking for excuses. Game for the buzzer who kicked it to the mooses. Lame as a brain, could be golly gee. If you see a shrink, he'll charge you a fee. If you see me, you see the fee is nothing. We will feeble patience, all backs, no fronting. What is a party if it doesn't really rock? What is a poet or out one's all? What is a war if it doesn't have a general? What's Channel 9 if it doesn't have Arsenio? What is life if you don't have fun? What is a what if you ain't got a gun? What's Ali without Shaheed Muhammad? Nothing. Kapelka makes you vomit. What is a quest if the players ain't willing? What is a pence if you don't have a shilling? Excuse me if I'm chilling. Hey, what? Say what? What's a fat man without food in his gut? What's a childbirth without the umbilical? What's United Parcels without the deliverer? What's Mama Son without Papa Son? What's martial arts without Daniel Son? What's Rashi without Tanya Tamika? What's orange juice or Dougie Doug without Shaniqua? Nada, 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 not a damn thing. What's Duke Ellington without that swing? What's Alex Haley if it doesn't have roots? What's a weekend if you ain't knocking boots? What's a black nation without black unity? What is a child who doesn't know puberty? What is my label when I exit womb status? What's menage a trois? Or that is, what is sex when you have three people? What are laws if they ain't fair and equal? What's Clark Kent without a telephone booth? What is a liquor if it ain't 80 proof? What are the youth if they ain't rebelling? What's Ralph Cramden if he ain't yelling at Ed Norton? What is coke snorting? What is position if there is no contorting? What is hip hop if it doesn't have violence? Chill for a minute, Dougie Fresh said silence. What is a Glock if you don't have a clip? What's a lollipop without the good ship? What's S&M if you don't have chains? What's a con artist if he doesn't have brains? What's America without greed and glamour? What's a MC if he doesn't have stamina? What's Music Factory without Mr. Walt? What's True Goy without a phrase called talk? What's Chris Lighty if he wasn't such a baby? What is a woman if she didn't say maybe? Baby laid down, I removed the frown. What would be my elk if it wasn't brown? What is a paper without a president? What is a compound without a element? What is a jam if you don't spike the punch? What's a brewski if you don't bite brunch? Ooh, it's like that you keep going. Freak, freak, y'all, cause you know that we showing. What, tigger, 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 what?
Tribe Called Quest, What, and The Low End Theory. Yeah, so moving on next is probably, again, a flyer of a band that I'm sure a lot of folks here in Austin may or may not know, but a band that, again, always enjoyed seeing live, and it was a short-lived period for them, but really always dug this Brooklyn band called Dirty on Purpose, and they put out one album and a couple EPs, and the voice that you're going to hear in this song is by Erica Forster, who is probably best known for Avoir Simone, which is an electronica three-piece band. And I always thought that this was a great song. And, you know, it has a lot of purpose now being in Austin here for 3.5 years from the Twin Cities. And, yeah, it's just like a lovely, lovely song. So from their 2005 EP, Sleep Late for a Better Tomorrow, this is All New Friends from Dirty on Purpose.
Our new friends, $5 spin. the Jabberjaw, the cutest boy I ever saw. He was standing behind me. He was such a dream. He kept looking right my way. I wanna see him. Very far, he came running after me. He saw me at the entry. Minneapolis, 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 Minneapolis. Yes, quietly. Said I'm leaving on Wednesday. Come see me at Low Place. So I went to see him again. He should be my new best friend. Running so romantically down the street for me.
Well, I think you know what the title of that song is, but it's Minneapolis from the band, Los Angeles band, That Dog, from their third album, Retreat from the Sun. So that's probably the most played in Twin Cities history for as long as I can remember, too. But yeah, That Dog, also a great band from the 90s that their tenure ended too soon, in my opinion. I saw them open for Blur and a few other bands, and they were always a great live band. And Anna Wanaker was a huge crush of mine in the 90s, too. So, yeah. And before that was All New Friends by Brooklyn band Dirty on Purpose from their EP Sleep Late for a Better Tomorrow. So, yeah, we're going to stay in the 90s here for probably, yeah, again, one of my all-time favorite bands from Olathe, Kansas, the Get Up Kids. And I met the Get Up Kids in like 1995, 96, and I've been friends with Jim ever since. So they're one of my all-time favorite bands. And it was tough picking a song for this set list, but I thought this kind of summed it up. This was originally released as a self-funded single, which seems to be the way that bands are going about it nowadays, but this was originally released in 1996 and as a single, and then appeared on the Get Up Kids debut album in 1997, 4 Minute Mile. So with that, this is Shorty by the Get Up Kids. Shorty by the Get Up Kids from the 1997 album 4 Minute Mile. All right, well, again, my name is Jim Brunzell, and I'm the program director of the Austin Gay Lesbian International Film Festival, otherwise known as AGLIF, and I'm wrapping up my hour here as the guest DJ on MyKUTX. So, yeah, AGLIF is having its 30th annual festival. Next week it starts Thursday, September 7th. And it runs through Sunday, September 10th. And all the film screenings are at Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. And for more information on the festival or tickets or badges, you can go to aglif.org and find out some of the 100 films that we're going to be screening over 4 days next week. So again, you can find the full episode and the playlist of KUTX at kutx.org. And just look for My KUTX, Jim Brunzell. And I want to thank producer Art Levy for all of his help on My KUTX. And thanks for asking me back for a second time. It's been fun. Hope you've enjoyed the songs. And yeah, to close out my set, I was really thinking hard again about music from the 90s. And just reminiscing and trying to think of great kind of defiant songs in the 90s. And for me, this is like the pinnacle album of the 90s, listening to it all the way through. From right outside of Seattle, Washington, this is Modest Mouse. And I did pick a song off, again, probably my favorite album from the 90s, Lonesome Crowded West. And to close out my set here, this is Modest Mouse with Trailer Trash.
Eating stuff with your plastic forks and a paper plate, of course you think of everything. Short in love with the long divorce and a couple of kids, of course they don't. Living trailers with no class. Goddamn, I hope I can't pass high school. Taking heartache with hard work. Goddamn, I am such a jerk. I can't do anything. Watch your mind, and I know that I miss you, and I'm sorry if I dissed you. Eating snowflakes with plastic forks and a paper plate, because short in love with a long divorce and a couple of kids, of course they don't. Living trailers with no class. Goddamn, I hope I can pass high school. Taking heartache with hard work. Goddamn, I am such a jerk. Shout that you're all fake, and you should have seen the look on your face. And I guess that's what it takes when comparing your belly aches. And it's been a long time, which agrees with this watch of mine. And I guess that I miss you, and I'm sorry if I dissed you.